But what about the bad guys? Enemy variety is a bit of a mixed bag. For the most part, we are fighting two major factions, the demonic Lilin and the humanic Hydra. Within each, there's a decent range of unit types. Summoners, supports, units that multiply on damage, and so on. There's solid variety here. However, with only around 15 regular enemy types across the whole game, even the most unique encounters start to feel familiar after dozens of hours. To break up that repetition, once in a while, the game throws super villain boss fights at you. These are certainly a change of pace, and each comes with its own unique mechanical twist. However, they also feature a slightly odd design choice. When you deplete a boss's health for the first time, they don't actually go down. Instead, they usually revive with full HP on the next turn, sometimes requiring you to defeat them 3 or even 4 times. I didn't find this gimmick that fun. I get the idea, but it just didn't land for me. So, enemy design sits in a strange middle ground. The variety and individual ideas are good, even clever at times, but they're stretched too thin across the game's length. I kept hoping for a bit more, but it wasn't there.